From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. New pictures and videos showing Iraqi detainees being humiliated and beaten by U.S. troops at Abu Ghraib prison appeared today in the Washington Post. Despite this leak and warnings that future leaks will only prolong and intensify the scandal, the Pentagon is refusing to release all the photos in their possession. As NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, the Defense Department says that doing so would jeopardize criminal prosecutions already underway.
The new pictures are horrific. They include one of a clearly terrified prisoner cowering before an unmuzzled dog. Another shows a U.S. soldier kneeling on top of naked detainees while other soldiers mill around, watching. One video clip shows a soldier striking a prisoner in the face. Pentagon policy is to try to keep all the abuse pictures under wraps. Today, a Defense Department official who spoke on condition of anonymity admitted there's debate inside the Pentagon over whether that strategy makes sense. But he said the Pentagon doesn't want to do anything that could harm the prosecution of military police soldiers charged in the abuse. Retired Major General Michael Nardotti was Judge Advocate General, the senior military lawyer in the Army. He says the Pentagon's thinking goes something like this.
Certainly they can't take back pictures that are already out in distribution, but there certainly is an argument that they could aggravate the situation by placing more photos out there. The argument on behalf of those soldiers by the defense counsel, I'm sure, will be that these pictures have created such adverse pretrial publicity that it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, for them to get a fair trial.
Stephen Salzberg, general counsel to the National Institute of Military Justice, says that would be a great argument if lots of photos hadn't been published already. Salzberg says there's no way to prevent the people who will serve as judges and juries in the courts-martial from seeing the images.
Basically, the photos are out there, and they understand that their job is not to condemn photographs, it's to decide which individuals are actually responsible for which acts. And I don't think the photographs are going to stand in their way of being able to do that. And I don't believe that anyone is going to go free because photographs are released earlier rather than later.
Lawrence Korb agrees that all the photos should be released. He's a former Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Reagan Pentagon, now at the Center for American Progress, and he argues there's a higher principle at stake.
Even if it should prejudice the prosecution of one or two individuals, the good of the United States outweighs whether a particular low-ranking individual receives a less harsh punishment. We do this all the time on spy trials where we give a person a lesser sentence if they will agree not to come out in public, because the good of the country is really what we're talking about here.
On Wednesday, the Defense Department informed senators that yet another disk of photos had been located. That one, so far, is under lock and key at the Pentagon. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.